Shop the Sherwin-Williams Winter Sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 9th through the 19th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
There was a time when every calculation was done by hand, every ledger written line by line, every decision made through memory and instinct. Human thought was powerful but slow, limited, fragile. Then came a machine that could think in numbers, store knowledge endlessly, and perform actions faster than any human mind could dream. The computer. Today we carry them in our pockets. They run our cities, our hospitals, our planes, our music, our communication, even our friendships. But the story of the computer is not just one of circuits. Encoded is the story of how humanity built a second brain, and in doing so, transformed the way we live, work, and understand intelligence itself. The earliest computers were not machines, they were people. In the 17th and 18th centuries, mathematicians and clerks were called computers because they performed calculations for navigation, astronomy, and engineering. But as problems grew more complex, human computation became too slow. Machines were needed. In 1822, British mathematician Charles Babbage designed the difference engine, a mechanical device meant to automate complex calculations. He later envisioned the analytical engine, a machine programmable with punched cards. His collaborator, Ada Lovelace, recognized something extraordinary. This machine could do more than math. It could manipulate symbols. It could create. In a sense, she foresaw the modern computer a century early. The real turning point came during World War II, when codebreaking and ballistics demanded faster computation. In 1943, the British built Colossus, the first programmable electronic computer, to crack German encryption. In 1945, American engineers developed ENIAC, a machine the size of a room that could perform thousands of calculations per second. What once took days could now be done in moments. Computers were no longer theoretical, they were essential. But they were still giants, loud, hot, and hungry for electricity. It was transistors, invented in 1947, that shrunk computers from colossal machines to manageable devices. Then came the integrated circuit, packing multiple transistors into a tiny chip. Computers moved from government labs to corporate offices. The 1,970 seconds and 1,980 seconds brought the personal computer revolution. Apple, IBM, and Microsoft made computers accessible to ordinary people. Suddenly, you didn't need to be a scientist to use one. Word processors replaced typewriters. Spreadsheets replaced ledgers. Digital letters replaced paper mail. Knowledge moved from shelves to screens, but the true transformation came with the internet. Computers were no longer isolated brains, they formed a global nervous system. Information flowed instantly across continents. Emails replaced couriers, search engines replaced encyclopedias, social media replaced neighborhood gossip. The computer had officially become more than a tool. It had become a companion, a mirror of our thoughts, a keeper of our memories. Today, computers are everywhere, yet rarely seen. They live inside cars, refrigerators, watches, satellites, and even medical implants. They assist surgeons, guide airplanes, predict weather, trade stocks, and translate languages. Artificial intelligence now writes music, paints pictures, diagnoses disease, and sometimes speaks like us. The line between machine and mind grows thinner by the day. And yet, for all its power, the computer is not truly intelligent. It does not dream. It does not doubt. It does not understand meaning, it only manipulates patterns. But humanity stands at the edge of a question once confined to science fiction. What happens when thinking machines begin to truly think? Will computers remain tools, or will they become partners? Will artificial intelligence amplify human creativity or replace it? Will the second brain serve us or overshadow us? The answer will depend not on the machines, but on us, because the computer is more than metal and code. It is a reflection of human desire, the desire to extend our minds, to lighten our burdens, to accelerate progress. Like fire, like the wheel, like the printing press, the computer is a force. It can liberate or control, enlighten or deceive. Its impact depends on how wisely we wield it. We built machines to think faster than us. Now we must think deeper than ever before. Thank you for listening to Blueprints of Progress. In our next episode, we'll explore the fuel that powered the 20th century and still drives our cities today. Petroleum, how black liquid beneath the earth reshaped our industries, our politics, and our planet. Until then, use your mind and use your machine wisely.